Okay, Simon Shinun Ches. We are at the end of Seif Beis. The Haggah, we're up to the Haggah. The Haitol, we discussed this outside yesterday. Page Reish Yud Aleph in the Dir Shu Mishneh Berurah. The regular Mishneh Berurah, it's Simon Shin Nun Ches. The very end of the Seif Aleph, the Haggah. The last four words on the page. Haggah, Vim Koshalov. Now, this is very complex. There are a lot of chidushim taking place here in the next couple of lines. The picture is not as clear as I would like. I have another Mishnah Berurah that has a much better picture, but I don't have it with me. I don't have copies for everyone, so we'll try to make the best out of what we have here. But there are a lot of very interesting things, complex halachas coming together to explain what the Rambam is about to say. We have to remember what the situation is. We have a karfef. A karfef is an area that's very large. It's larger than a base of Sayim. It's more than 5,000 square amos, and the walls were not constructed, they were not erected for the purpose of living. And that means you're not allowed to carry inside this area, this rishos, more than dalet amos. Okay, finished. That's a given. We're now coming to rectify the situation. How do we do this? So, first thing we do is we have to build a dira. We have to create an opening. We have to create a home. We have to somehow bring in dwellers. There has to be someone living in this rishus, or for that matter, this has to be connected to a home. Okay, fine. So we have someone living here. Now the next problem is, but even though there is someone living, the walls were not originally constructed for the purpose of living. So the walls have to be rebuilt. How do we rebuild a wall? So we learned in the Mechaber, in the beginning, very simple. You just knock down the walls. You knock down not the all four walls, and you don't even have to knock down one entire wall. It's enough to remove a 10 amma section of a single wall. Once you're missing 10 amos from a single wall, it's no longer halachically enclosed, because a gap more than 10 amos can no longer serve as an entrance. It's a breach. The wall in halacha is as if it does not exist. It's no longer called a rishus hayachid. Now when you will repair the wall and shorten the gap to less than 10 amos, you have, for the purpose of living, of dira, you have constructed you have enclosed an area, l'shem dira, and now it's mutter to carry inside this area more than dalet amos. This we discussed at great length yesterday and the day before. Now the Rambam is telling us another solution. Let's say it's just too difficult for you to knock down a 10 amos section of the wall. I have another solution. The other solution is to bury the wall. To bury the 10 amos section of the wall with earth. Now, there are many ways to do this. The simplest way was to take up a large, bring in a bulldozer, and bring a large area, a large amount of earth, make some type of mound, and the mound is no longer, the mound is not called a wall, because all the rules of being called a wall will not apply, as long as we follow the rules, which is not for now. And then what do? You let this sit there for one Shabbos, as we'll see in the words of the Ramah. And when Shabbos is over, you remove the earth, and the wall is where it was originally. And when you remove the earth, your kavan is that the wall should come into existence for the purpose of living. And then once again, it's a reshus, it's an area that has been enclosed, l'shem dira, and you're allowed to carry more than dalet amos. Now, we're going to discuss another way to create the wall through earth without going to the extreme measure of bringing in a lot of earth. Now, let me explain. In order to do that, we have to understand that we're dealing with a very short wall. I'll explain why. The wall is going to be, here's my sefer. The wall has to be, in order for this to work, what we're about to do, is, well, let me take a step back. Okay, I want to take a step back to illustrate the point. Here's our wall. Let's say our wall is 10 tefachim. Okay, 10 tefachim. It's a real wall. If I want to be mevatel the wall by burying the wall, I need to bring in earth. Problem is, if I bring a lot of earth, it's not mevatel the wall. As long as the slope is less than Dalid Amos. Dalid Amos is a very large area, 6 to 8 feet. If I bury the wall by bringing in earth, and the earth begins here, let's say to the end of the table, from where my Mishnah Berurah is to the end of the table, is exactly Dalid Amos, and the slope begins anywhere within the end of this table, it's still called a wall, because the wall starts here and the wall ends over here. It's still considered one halakhic wall of 10 tefachim. I have accomplished nothing. Zero. In order for me to mevatel this wall, the slope has to begin further than the length of this table, where the slope is more than Dalet Amos. When the slope is more than Dalet Amos and it comes to a height of 10 tefachim, then it's not considered a wall. It's considered just a hill. And you have to do this also on this side as well, both sides, because it might not be a wall on this side, but it will be a very clear wall on this side. So you're going to have to go take earth, and the earth will have to span eight amos, which is a nightmare. If you want to bury the wall, 8 amos on both sides, assuming the wall is only 10 tefachim. So that's not such a good idea. Another idea. This is very interesting. This is complex. I'm going to take earth, and I'm going to pile a very small amount. They believe that the width of this black thing is 4 tefachim. And let's make believe for right now the wall is exactly 10 tefachim. I'm going to put this item, which is 4 tefachim wide, and it's, let's say, it has to be at least 3 tefachim above the ground. So it has to be a little bit thicker. Maybe I'll take this Tisha box. Okay, so make believe the Tisha box is exactly 4 tefachim wide and 4 tefachim in height. This works. Could you imagine? This will work to be mevatel the wall. You have to do it on both sides. This will work, whereas the other will not. Why will this work? So let me explain. Because if this is 4 tefachim wide and less than 10 tefachim tall, the people in the Rishus Harabim will stand on it. They will use it. If they will, because why will they use it? First of all, it's wide enough to stand on. It's 4 tefachim wide. And number two, it's not bottled to the earth. The only way it's not bottled to the earth is if it's at least 3 tefachim tall. If it's less than 3 tefachim tall, it's like it doesn't exist. And the wall is 10 tefachim. If it's less than 4 tefachim wide, it's not secure enough to stand on. If it's not secure enough to stand on, it doesn't exist. The wall is 10 tefachim tall. If this is 10 tefachim tall, let's say the wall is very tall. You're trying to move out to the wall that's very, very tall. And if this is 10 tefachim tall, the mound, it's too tall to stand on. So you have to be very precise. It has to be wide enough that you feel secure standing upon it. It has to be high enough so that it's not bottle to the rishus that you're in. And it has to be not too tall, because if it's too tall, it's in your way. You're not going to step on it. It's like it doesn't exist. So when you put everything together, the situation is, the way you can be mevatel a wall is, if you have a wall that's at least that's 10 tefachim and not higher than 20 tefachim, and you have on both sides a little teeny mound that is 4 tefachim wide, higher than 3 tefachim but not 10 tefachim, then everything above the wall will be in halacha, will consider the wall to begin from the surface of this mound and above. So let's say we're starting out here with a wall that's exactly 10, and this is 4, and I put it on both sides. I put it on front, and I also have to span a section of 10 amos long, because you have to make a breach in the wall that spans 10 amos to knock out that wall. It should not be considered a Pesach. You reduce this wall from 10 tefachim to 6 tefachim. If you would go about the traditional, the classic burying a wall, you would bring in earth. You would have to bring in enough earth all the way that would span more than Dalid Amos in order to make the wall into a nothing, in order that it should be just considered a bump in the road. But if you don't want to do that, and you want to diminish the height of the wall, and you want to consider, then you have to be very careful and precise in the objects that you use to put on the two sides of the wall to diminish. Again, 4 tefachim wide, so it's secure. It's higher than 3 tefachim, so it's not butt to the earth. It's not taller than 10 tefachim, because once above 10 tefachim, it's uncomfortable to step upon. It's too high to step upon. You're not going to use it. Then in all those situations, it's as if these things don't exist. They don't exist. The wall is 10 tefachim. But when everything is perfect, not too small, not too big, not too hot, not too cold, everything is perfect, it's just right, not too soft, not too hard, everything is perfect, then what's the rule? The rule is you have diminished, we look at the wall will begin right after, from the surface, and being that the wall was originally 10 tefachim, and from here to here now it's only 6 tefachim, it's okay. And let me just give you one extreme example. Let's say the wall is 21 tefachim. The wall is 21 tefachim in height, there's nothing you can possibly do. Because in order for me to mevatel the wall, I have to make the wall less than 10. I have to make less than 10. That means my little mound, my little pillar on my little stand on both sides will have to be at least 11 amos. 11 amos, because if I'm getting the wall is 21, I have to bring it down to less than 10. Less than 10 in whole numbers, it has to be 11. So now the wall will only be 9. But if these objects on the side are higher than 10 tefachim, no longer will a person feel comfortable stepping on them. So it's as if they don't, they're just furniture in the Rishus. It's as if they don't exist. They don't exist. The wall remains 21 tefachim. So everything has to be right in order to mevatel. That is this whole page with the Mishnah Berurah. Now we can run through this very quickly. So here the Mishnah Berurah said, the Maragos says, Vim Kashav is difficult from the very top. Lufa Takos, it's very difficult for you to breach the wall. Yesh Oimrim. Some say you can halachically remove the walls from the status of a wall in the following method. The Yochel Lahaniach Offer Eitzel HaKostel. You can put earth near the wall, Mishnei Tzadim on both sides. Ad She Yismait HaKostel Migoy Vasara. Until the wall is less than 10 tefachim in height. The rochav, now if you want to do this technique, you have to be very careful. You have all the conditions must be met. The rochav he'ofar, rochav me'arboha. It must be at least 4 tefachim wide. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, because then it's comfortable to step upon, a person will feel secure when he steps upon this, platform. And otherwise, if it's not comfortable, it's as if it doesn't exist and the wall remains 10 tefachim. Be'orech eser amos. And it must span 10 amos, be'orech hakosel, 10 amos along the length of the wall. We have to nullify the wall from a halachic status of a wall. A breach more than 10 tefachim is not a wall. Ve'im ein begova he'ofar eser. Let's say the earth is less than 10. That's also a condition. It's also, the Mishnah Berurah explains, not like a vav. Yeah, it's not a new case. It's also a condition. The im ein, if we follow this condition, the im ein begova he'ofar eser, im kein havi ki'ilu parat shemakosel, if you follow the next condition, that this platform is less than 10 tefachim in height, so it's comfortable to step upon, it's not too tall, and the Mishnah Berurah explains it's not too small either, it has to be at least 4 tefachim, 3 tefachim off the ground, so it's not bowed to the ground, then it's ki'ilu. It's as if the wall has been breached. Because you no longer have a height of 10 tefachim above the earth. Now, the top of that platform is the surface of the karfeif, and from there to the top of the wall, it's less than 10 tefachim, and now the wall has been breached. And how long do you have to let the wall remain like this? So you're going to let this sit, we'll see in a moment, for one Shabbos. You have to be mevatel by, you're not physically removing the wall. You are virtually removing the wall in a halachic way by adding earth to the two sides. So even though at a later point in time you will remove the earth, And now the wall will reappear as 10 tefachim. But when the wall reappears as 10 tefachim, you're doing it for the purpose of living. It's as if you have created a wall in halacha for the purpose of living, and now you're allowed to carry inside this reshus more than Dalet Amos. V'yafim choyzev lokeach misham achakach afar hoyl, since ubidlo sham Shabbos echos, since at least you left the earth there for one Shabbos, so you show you're serious that you want to nullify this wall for at least 1 week for one Shabbos, and now you remove the earth and the wall reappears for the purpose of living. It is a halachic wall l'shem dira, and you're allowed to carry inside this area. However, v'yesh cholkim, some disagree. Some hold that this is not an etzah. If you don't physically remove the wall to play games and to add earth to the two sides of the wall, to do what we do over here, you have the wall and you put these two little platforms that are dalet fachim wide. Dalet fachim is not very much. Look at a tile on the floor. It's like three quarters of a tile on the floor. Three quarters of a tefachim. And v'dama, four tefachim, and you do this on both sides of the wall for one Shabbos, then you take it away, and when you take it away, you say, I'm taking away the earth, and now the wall is going to be 10 tefachim, l'shem mitzvahs dira. That's not called building a wall. To build a wall, you have to get your hands dirty. You have to have brick and mortar. You can't just remove earth, and all of a sudden, the wall that existed there last week, all of a sudden reappears. That is not a solution. V'yesh cholkin. The offer loy have a bittul, it's not bittul, ela imkein, ain ostil lafanoso le'olam, unless your kavana was, you can be certain that when you made this little platform, you were going to leave it there forever. And then for some strange reason, a couple of weeks later, or even a week later, you decided to remove it, then you can say that the earth that you put there originally is considered a bittul. But if you kavana from Seif Maisel, Machshav Atchila, you knew you're only going to put it there for 1 week, for one Shabbos, that is not a solution in order to create a Rishus Sayachah where you can carry more than Dalet Amos. The Mishnah Berurah says you can be lenient. The Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to be machan like the Yesh Cholkim, you can be lenient that this solution of four tefachim, a little strip of earth, four tefachim, of more than three tefachim off the ground, or less than 10 tefachim, along a 10 amma section of the wall, is okay. You can do that in order to create a halachic wall for Shabbos or living purposes. Okay, that concludes that very complex simon. Yeah?
It has to be over a Shabbos.
Yes.
It's just the time frame. Why Shabbos?
Because that's what you're trying to accomplish. You're trying to make this a reshus for Shabbos. You want to be able to carry in this area on Shabbos. That is the litmus test. That's the test. So if you really are serious in being mevatel and removing this as a wall, let one Shabbos pass where you can't carry in this courtyard, because now that you have put earth on two sides of the wall, it's no longer halal. You're not allowed to carry. It's not even a reshus hayochid anymore. That really shows you're serious. A Shabbos has passed, and I'm not even allowed to carry at all. It's not no longer a reshus hayochid. Because that's now, after Shabbos over, you remove it. So now the next Shabbos, you want it to be considered a reshus hayochid. That's hook off the dira and to carry more than Dalet Amos. So that, being that you at least for one Shabbos have shown you're serious, perhaps for future Shabbosos it will be okay. Okay, let's go further. Now we go to other related halachas. Tel gavoh asara dinay kekarfif. Another halach. Let's say you have a natural mound, or even a man-made mound. You have a mound, and the mound has walls. Then the surface of the mound is on all four sides. It's 10 tefachim. So within the mound, it's definitely a reshus hayochid. We learned in the beginning of this sefer, a reshus hayochid does not mean you have to have walls going up. You could have walls going down. If you have a ditch, you have a mound, and the surface of the mound is surrounded by four walls beneath you. In halacha, those are considered to be walls. We say good achis. The surface goes all the way up. You don't even really need to say good achas. Just the fact that you are 10 tefachim above the ground on all four sides, that automatically creates a reshus hayachid. However, if this mound is very, very large, It's larger than a beis sasayim. It's larger than 5,000 square amos. And you fulfill the condition that the length is not more than double the width. The other condition we learned yesterday, you have the same problem. It's shaloi hukaf l'diur. This mountain was not created for the purpose of living. You're not allowed to carry here more than dalit amos. The pasuk, sif dalit karfeif yoytzeh misasayim shnata bo ilonos nu halacha. Let's say you have a carfe that's in Yosef Beis HaSayim Shalom Yilonos, and you plant the trees, Lamait Avira. What do you have? What's the problem? You have a carfe, you have an area that's more than 2,000, more than 5,000 square amos. You're not allowed to carry more than dalet amos. What you want to do is you want to diminish the size of the carfe. Instead of it being 5,000 square amos, you'll make it 3,000 square amos. What are you going to do to the other 2,000 square amos? You're going to plant trees. By planting trees, so that's sexually off limits. It's not a place where you can walk. It doesn't matter. Karfef yosin ibeis tosaim shenota bo ilanos, which in which you planted trees with an intent lemait aviro to make the open space less than 5,000 square amos. So you'll say to yourself, no longer do you have here an open area. The area is no longer, it's not open. What's the karfef? An open area of 5,000 square amos. No longer is it open more than 5,000 square amos. The open area is only 3,000 square amos. And the rule is, an area that's only 3,000 square amos, that's even if it's shaloi hukaf l'dira, one is permitted to travel more than dalet amos. It doesn't matter. Lo have miut, it does not matter. It's not, you have been unsuccessful. Being that originally this was created, shaloi l'shem dira, there's nothing you can do now, in at least in planting trees, that will succeed in diminishing its space. We'll see other things you can do, but this is not going to work. Afilu yesh bohem goy v'asara, v'rechav arba, even if these trees are very large, and they come to a height of 10 tvachim, and they are width of 4 tvachim wide, so you have diminished the surface area from 5,000 grams to less than 5,000 grams, it does not matter. We look at this reshus the way it was originally. Now, what the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah explains why this is so. Why not? Mishnah Berurah, Mem Beis, on this page, Seif Kod Mem Beis, Lavi Miyot, Shederech Lasos Kein Bekarfifos, Lehonos Bohem, because that's the derech. Planting trees is something that is normal in a karfef. When Chazal created this reshus called a karfef, so simply it's an open area of 5,000 square amos. The Mishnah says, no, that's not what Chazal's intention. It doesn't mean it has to literally be open. Every you have a surface area of 5,000 square amos that is even. No, even if there are trees, that's also called a karfif. That's also what Chazal had in mind when they created this reshus, because that's what a karfif is. Lehanos b'chem, to enjoy the trees, v'leishef tachteim b'tzel, to sit underneath their shade, v'ev shalamayit, and therefore planting trees is not a successful method of diminishing the 5,000 square amos. V'lahakshu ela b'dvarm she'en derech ha'karfifos b'kach, the only thing you can do to diminish the 5,000 square amos is to put, position items there which are not normally in Chazal's original view of a karfif, which we'll see in a few moments. Next. V'wadin, l'choifer by bar, if a person digs a pit. If you have a karfif, nice, open area, 5,000 grams, and you dig some craters, some deep craters, 10 tefachim deep, 4 tefachim wide, all over the place, no longer is it level, it doesn't matter. That's not going to take away the reshus. The Mishnah Berurah says, mem dalit, sholmayim, even if they're full of water. You can't walk there. This is what Chazal had in mind. A karfef, in their picture of a karfef, doesn't mean it's a flat area. It's not a flat playing field. It's not a baseball stadium, a football field. It's an open area where people walk around, and there are trees, and there are pits of water. People use the water for recreation. They use the trees for recreation. That's what it is. The chaynim also bar begina. Even if you make a bar, the gina sending gives other examples. It doesn't make a difference. Okay, let's go further. Other things a person can do in order to diminish the area of beis osayim. Bona bo amud. You build a platform. Okay, you build a platform. You build some type of box. You're not planting trees, not digging pits. You're building v'nismait b'kach. So this works. If you have a big open area, let's say it's exactly 5,000 square amos, so you're in trouble, and you build a little platform in the center, so as long as it has the following dimensions, imhu rochav shloisha tvachim, it's 3 tvachim wide, then havei miut, yes, it's considered to have diminished your open area. This is not what Chazal had in mind for a karfeif. It's not natural, and therefore it's you no longer have an open area of 5,000 square amas. You're 5,000 square amas minus 1 square amma because of this little platform you've built, and that's it. You're in business. You can now it doesn't mean you can carry there. Let's make it clear. What does it mean? It means you don't have an enclosure that's 5,000 square amas. The walls were still built for what purpose? Not for the purpose of dira. So you still must rectify the walls by demolishing a 10 amma section or doing or burying the wall in the method that we discussed previously. All this means is you now qualify as an area that is less than. No, I take that back. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. It's less than 5,000 square amas. Automatically, you can carry them. I'm sorry. The rectification of the walls where it's larger than 5,000 square amas, and you're now building your l'shem dira. I'm sorry. We're dealing here is a case where it's more than 5,000 square amas, and it's not l'dira, it is forbidden. But if it's less than 5,000 square amas, even though it's not l'dira, it's permitted. Here, you're making this into a shus that's less than 5,000 square amas by building some type of platform that's at least 3 tefachim wide, and the Mishnah Berurah says it must be at least 3 tefachim of the ground. If it's less than 3 tefachim of the ground, then it's bottled to the earth. It's not considered to be a platform. Okay, next vav. Bona mechitza barich eser lefnei mechitza harishona levatla shetia kmo she'ena. If a person builds another wall, so here we have a picture. We have a picture here on the sun. This picture is really for is not really for the Mishnah Mechaber, but we can use it for our purpose anyway. We have here on the right side a wall. Someone built a wall that's 10 amos long. So the rule is, as long as this wall, back to the Mechaber, I said lefnei mechitza harishana levatla shetia kmo she'ena. So the first wall should be like it doesn't exist. Via mukof ledira alidei hashenia im herchika marishona shloshet tvachemut. Now he's discussing now a new case. We're jumping back and forth. We're discussing a situation where the karfeif is yoiser mi beis sosayim. So we're not trying to fix the karfeif by diminishing the 5,000 square amas. It's not going to happen. This area is 20,000 square amas. And it was originally Shaloi Hukaf Ladira. Now you've built a little house inside. You see the little house they built, someone that came along later on. Someone built a house. And they opened up a door. So now it's Ladira. It's Hukaf Ladira. There's a dira. Problem is, although there's a dira, but the walls were not constructed for the purpose of living. The walls were constructed for the purpose of storage. You have to rectify the walls. So we already learned two solutions. The simple solution is demolish a 10 amma section. The second solution was bury the wall with earth in the technique and method we discussed. Third solution, build another wall within the wall. Don't demolish the original wall, because to demolish a wall, it's a nightmare. To get rid of all the stones and the permits and you name it, just inside the karfeif, build a lumdish wall. Build a little. Do you ever go to? Rav David Cohen Sukkah, Gvul Yavetz in Coney Island? So they have their very, very. The whole backyard is a sukkah. It's a massive sukkah. People make simchas there on sukkahs, because there are very few very large no catering halls that have a sukkah. So there, the problem is only two walls. It's only two walls. It's not a kosher sukkah. A sukkah has to have two walls and a mashahu. So how do they go build a sukkah with two walls? So they have a lomdish wall. They put a door. They took a door, like a door, an old door lying around in a dumpster, and they just put it right under at the edge of the sach. So you have two real walls, and you have your little teeny lomdish wall, and it's a kosher sukkah. So same thing over here. You have over here this large, massive area. to demolish a section of the Karfeif. So maybe it's a big gazunta wall, thick wall, it's very tall. I'm not going to be able to demolish this and get rid of the stones. I'll build a little teeny lomdish wall, 10 tfachim tall, 10 amas long, very narrow, very small, and that will serve as a new wall which will counteract the original wall to be considered as hukaf l'shem dira, to be allowed to live inside, to carry more than that amas in this area. Yeah.
It needs to be a permanent wall? It needs to be connected to the ground?
It needs, yes it does. I mean, what does it mean permanent? I mean, today, permanent means as long as it can withstand the ruach mitzuya. You know, permanent doesn't mean it has to last for 50 years.
But it needs to be connected to the ground?
Yeah, it has to be attached to the ground. Doesn't have to be, it can be flimsy material. We'll see some of the rules in a moment. But it's a wall. It's a lomish wall. Yep, it's okay. That's probably the easiest solution. So the original will be like that section will be like it doesn't exist. The imuk of ladira, it's okay. There's one condition. The condition is that your lomish wall must be at a distance of more than 3 tfachim away from your original wall. Like you see in this picture on the right side here, they show where it's less than 10 amas. 10 amas is a lot. But why more than 3 tfachim? Because if it's less than, if you have your nice fancy wall and you build your lomish wall right up against the original wall and it's less than 3 tfachim, we consider your new wall to be batal, to be an extension of the original wall. And being that the original wall was erected not for the purpose of living, your extension is not going to accomplish anything. But if it's more than 3 tfachim away from the original wall, so then already it's a wall to itself. Then it's a new wall that's 10 amos long. That little section of wall can serve as a wall that will enclose the area, at least in halachically, l'shem dira. Okay, Zion. Tochtit. Let's say you don't want to build a new wall. You want to smear cement on the outside of your original wall. Tochtit al mechitzos harishonos l'mayit aviva v'nismayit. Now he's discussing. Now he's jumping back and forth. Now we're discussing the second problem. The second scenario is where it's more than a base society. It's more than 5,000 square amas. And what are you trying to accomplish in this? If you're trying to diminish the area, the square amas from 5,000 to less than 5,000, so you're in a situation where you're on the border. It's exactly 5,000 square amas inside. If you smear a little cement and you thicken the wall just a small amount, you will diminish the area from 5,000 square amas to 4,999 square amas. Is that a solution? So the rule is, tochtit al mechitzos harishonos, lamayit aviva v'nismayit, im atit ovo, if the tit is thick, it's only considered a miut, a method to diminish the thickness, if it's thick enough that it can stand on its own. If you were to remove the original wall, what would happen to the cement that you have attached to the inside? If it would just fall apart because it only exists because it's attached to the original wall, then it's nothing. But if it's like you add cinder blocks, you have a thick wall, and you have even little bricks, just so you always be 10 tfachim tall. And you have a nice thick wall, and on the bottom of the wall, you add three rows of bricks, three thin bricks, one on top of the other, and it's attached to the original wall. If you would remove the original wall, your three little bricks would stand. So then, and the thickness of the brick is just what you need in order to be made with 5,000 square amas, that is okay. The imlaun, if not, lo havimid, it's not enough to diminish the airspace. Okay, let's do one more halacha, real quickly, ches. Bona mechitzos al harishayna. Okay, this is a very interesting halacha. Let's say you make the wall taller. The wall, let's say right now, is exactly 10 tfachim. And you make the wall 15 tfachim. You add 5 tfachim to the height of the wall. And then the original wall, so that's nothing. That doesn't count. But if the wall sinks, so now you're left with, let's say the wall sinks 5 tfachim to the ground. It's quicksand. So you're left with 5 tfachim of the original wall, 5 tfachim of your addition. So total of 10 tfachim. Then it's okay. Bona mechitzos al harishona. If you build new mechitzos upon the original ones, la'akifo al yadam ledira, einam oyal. If the wall is 10 tfachim tall and you add more, another 5 tfachim, what you have added is accomplished nothing because it's called a wall without your addition. The im nizlu, but let's say you have an addition, you add the height to the wall, and then the original section sinks. Vim nivlu hatachtonos vinisharu helionos me'aleihem, and the part that you added remains, and now that's the section which encloses this area, niter al yodam. Then the inside is now called hukaf ledir due to your addition. Avol tel. Now this is a very beautiful halacha. Avol tel yosem misosayim. Let's say you have a man that's more than sosayim, more than 5,000 grams. The asam mechitzos safilu al sfaso ledira moil sherei dor ba'avir mechitzos sh'asa otva. This will explain the halacha, and we'll stop. Let's go going back to the case of a mound. We learned before, we have a mound. You have a natural mountain. Very steep. Just, yeah, you're not natural. You have a very tall mound, and the height of the mound are 10 tefachim, steep. Steep 10 tefachim, and like a natural platform. And the platform is a very large area. On top, it's more than 5,000 square amas. You're not allowed to carry in this area, even though technically this is a reshus hayachid, because this entire mound on all four sides has a wall, a natural wall going up of 10 tefachim. You're not allowed to carry inside because it's not hukaf ladira and it's more than 5,000 square amas. So what do you want to do? You want to build a wall around the perimeter of the mound. What would you say if I told you if you try to do that? What would you tell me? You can't do it. It's not going to work, because that's no different than if you have a courtyard, and it's more than 5,000 square amas, and you have a fence shalhukaf ladira, and you add a 10 tefach addition to the height of the wall. Now your walls are 20 tefachim tall. Doesn't help. Because when you've started with walls that are 10 tefachim, shaloi hukaf ladira. If you add anything above the 10 tefachim, even if you add double, 20 tefachim, now it's another 10, so what? You've started with the reshus hayachid, the shaloi hukaf ladira, your addition has accomplished nothing. So you would assume the same rule is true when it comes to a mound. If you start off with a mound, the walls of the mound are the sides, below where you stand. You're standing on top, the walls are the sides which lead up to the surface of the mound. If you, that creates a reshus yachid. Now, if you were to build on top of this mound walls that are 10 tefachim tall on all four sides, what have you accomplished? Before you started, it was not a reshus yachid, and now it's not a reshus yachid. You have accomplished, it was a reshus yachid, now it's a reshus yachid. You have accomplished nothing, even though the walls of your veil is hukaf ladira. Along comes this machaber and says something fascinating. In this case, it works. You know why it works? Because walls that are above, that you actually use, are significant. Even though in halacha they're not significant, because halacha, the walls beneath your feet, that's what creates the reshus hayachid, but the walls beneath your feet, they're not practical. They're not protecting you. They're not really enclosing you on a practical level. When you build walls above ground, you're living inside the confines of those walls. That's choshev. That's significant. Even though in halacha it's not necessarily significant, but it's significant in practical terms. That is enough of a significant action in order to consider this to be hukaf ladira. It's a fascinating insight. So I'll leave those words on, we'll stop. Here I will tell, it's the second line I will tell, but if you have a mound, that is yoyseh b'beis sosayim, which we've learned before, you're not allowed to carry more than dalet amos, v'osam l'chitzos, and you create walls above the tell. Afilu al sefoso ledira, even on the edge of where you, for the purpose of living, moil, in this situation, those walls count. Why? Shaharei dor, you're actually living ba'avir mechitzo sha'osa ota, in the airspace of the walls that you have created now. Unlike the previous case, where you have a courtyard that already has walls, and you add another 10 tefachim to those walls, you're already living in the airspace of the previous walls. You're already there. So your new walls have not really created anything new. So that's, this case is an exception. Okay, we'll stop here.